Show English elegance, display Western culture. Here is your English salon.
Good afternoon, my dear friends. It's very nice to meet you again. We are your good friends, Claire and Melody. 亲爱的老师同学们，大家好。很高兴在每周日下午16:30和大家相约英语沙龙。我是你们的好朋友严卓宇。
我是吴雅轩。
听众朋友们，大家好，今天我们要聊一个跟运动和体育教育有关的话题。我们都知道，对于小孩来说，尤其在成长的初期，除了家长之外，对运动兴趣影响最大的可能就是学校的体育老师。你们印象中的体育课是什么样子的呢？
我小的时候体育天赋也没有那么好，所以就不会被这些体育老师注意到，久而久之就会有一个印象，我好像不是一个擅长体育的小孩，所以好像不是很喜欢体育课。
但是事实上，当我们长大以后，机缘巧合接触到一些有意思的运动，也碰到一些很好的引路人，才发现擅不擅长体育这件事并不重要，运动这件事本身就非常的有意思。
有时候看到那种刚上小学的小孩像一个小蜘蛛侠一样在墙上爬，我就会觉得很遗憾也很羡慕。
可以说体育老师在学校的体育教育里显得非常重要。来自新疆的赵义松老师，他的理念我觉得很棒。他大概总结了一下，就是小学体育课最关键在于吸引所有孩子都来参与，爱上运动比擅长运动更重要。
He used a combination of basketball teaching and children's games, disturbing points cards to motivate them. At the same time, he also linked with the head teacher and other main teachers. 他当时是把篮球教学和小孩游戏的打怪升级相结合，用分发积分卡的方式激励孩子们。同时，他还跟班主任和其他主科老师联动。
For example, if a child did not do the Chinese class homework,It is necessary to deduct the points card. The child is very sad, will quickly make up the homework. Therefore, he did psychoeducation teaching in the school, and also got the support of other major subject teachers. 比如说，如果有小孩语文课作业没做，那就要扣除积分卡，孩子很伤心，就会赶紧把作业补上。因此，他在学校做体育教育，也得到了其他主科老师的支持。
At that time, he was very shocked the special school has achieved full sports coverage. After he went back, he changed and improved his course, and he began to do full coverage. There are basically no disabled children in their school, but many of them are resistant to or unwilling to engage in sports. So he found a way to make his course bigger. 当时让他很受震撼，特效都做到了体育全覆盖。回去以后，他就把他的课程也改变，精进了一下。他也开始做全覆盖。他们学校基本上没有残疾孩子，但是有很多孩子对体育有所抵触，或者不愿意从事体育，所以他就想办法把他的课程做大。
When he first went to work, he made campus sport into an elite education in sports. He would often choose the school team and select 24 students.Among the more than 1,000 children in the school, to from the school team. Although he got good grades, he gradually found that this was not what he wanted, so he began to try to get more children involved. 他刚上班的时候，把校园体育做成了体育方面的精英化教育。他会经常选校队， 在全校1000多个孩子当中选出24个学生组成校队，虽然成绩不错，但是慢慢发现这并不是他想要的，就开始尝试着让更多孩子都参与进来。
He found that after guiding their sports interests well, they would practice harder in private. He will let each class of children set up their own small clubs, using an escalating model, just like a talent show. One plus one elimination. Those who are eliminated will become free agents and join other clubs.
他发现引导好他们的体育兴趣之后，他们自己私下就会练得更刻苦。他让每个班的孩子自己建立很多小俱乐部，采用不断升级的模式，就像选秀节目一样，一关一关的淘汰。淘汰的人就会成为自由队员，加入其他的俱乐部。
Later, their local TV station also came to interview him, but those awards and honors didn't seem very important to him.后来他们当地的电视台也来采访过他，但是那些奖状和荣誉对他来说好像都不是很重要的。
He said at the time that his biggest award was for the students writing him in the composition. Sixth grade graduation writing composition is the graduation exam. Generally write the main subject teacher, but many of the basketball students in his interest classes wrote about him, and he was particularly moved.
他当时说他最大的奖状就是学生们把他写进作文里。六年级毕业写作文是毕业考试，一般的都写主课老师，但是好多在他的兴趣班学篮球的学生都写他，他就特别感动。
Perhaps the children's language expression is not very beautiful, or how amazing, but from them between the kind of the most pure love really led him very touched, maybe his biggest motivation.也许孩子们的语言表达并没有很优美，或者多么惊为天人，但是从他们字里行间透露出来的那种最纯真的喜欢，真的让他很感动，可能是他最大的动力吧。
Daylight like we did before, then I felt you on my shoulder and you weren't suffering anymore. You said I'm sorry that you worried, but don't apologize. I told you to forget me, but you stayed by my side. When I said don't try to make yourself remember,
一首好听的音乐过后，欢迎回来，这里依旧是汉江师范学院广播台英语沙龙栏目。像一线城市的体育老师，他们就会有更多创新的机会，更多创新的可能。而我们今天介绍的第二位是广州天河区一个小学的体育老师巩连连老师。
Miss Gong is a very young teacher. She is not only a PE teacher but also a head teacher, so she can view the children's developmentFrom a more comprehensive perspective. 巩老师是一位非常年轻的老师，他除了当体育老师，同时也是班主任，所以他可以从更全面的视角来看待孩子的发展。
She was teaching the first and third grade, and she found that there was a child in the first grade who often fell down while walking and tripped over herself when she ran 50 meters and couldn't stand in line, and her attention is very poor.Often easily distract in class.
他当时是教一年级和三年级，他发现一年级有个孩子经常走路会摔倒，跑五十米的时候自己绊倒自己，也不能站好队，而且他的注意力很不集中，上课经常容易走神。
After she communicated with his mother said that he had poor balance and self-control, so his body, including his kneehad a lot of scars after falling. At the time, he said that if a child has poor balance, his self-control and his ability to feel the external stimuli would be poor. 他跟他妈妈沟通之后，他妈妈说他从小就是平衡能力、自控能力很差，所以他的身体，包括他的膝盖，有很多摔伤后留下的伤疤。当时他就说，如果一个孩子平衡能力很差，那他的自控力，他身体感受外界的刺激的能力就都会很差。
Now, there are so many children with this sensory integration disorder, so Miss Gong wanted to infiltrate her lessons on balance, including crawling, to train students in the development of their sensory systems.
现在这种感觉统合失调的孩子非常多，所以巩老师就想在他的课程中渗透关于平衡的教学，包括爬行等等，训练学生大脑感觉系统发育。
She decided the balance class from the psycho and mental development characteristics of the junior pupils. In the design process, one equipment is multi-purpose. Through a series of training, the child's own sensory system will slowly develop.
她从低年级小学生的身心发展特点入手来设计平衡课，在设计过程中做到了一个器材多用，通过一个器材把整节课串联起来，通过一系列的训练，孩子自身的感觉系统也会慢慢的发育。
When she knew the teacher in charge, their class has a child because his family reason, grandma spoil, for example, mother often quarrel with grandma, he will put the family constructions down to himself, he is very closed in class, quiet lectures, often pour the water, the teacher called motionless state.
他做班主任的时候，他们班有一个小孩，因为他家庭的原因，例如奶奶过度溺爱，妈妈又经常跟奶奶吵架，他就会把家庭的矛盾归结到自己身上。他在课堂中很封闭自己，不爱讲话也不听课，经常把水往自己身上倒，老师都叫不动的状态。
After the later training, including she guided him in class, asked him to cooperate with others to complete games, chat with his parents, help him feel the change of family status. Through this series of training, he opened himself.
经过后期的训练，包括他在课堂中引导他，让他跟别人合作完成游戏，跟他父母聊天，帮他感受家庭状态的改变等等。通过这一系列的训练，他把自己打开了。
He can consciously control, slowly improve himself, and then he gets better and better. Now the child is in the middle school. Academic performance is good. Also participate in a series of sports team training. 他可以有意识地控制或改善自己，慢慢地提升自己，然后他就越来越好。现在这个小孩已经上中学了，学习成绩还不错，也参加了一系列运动队的训练。
Exercise does change a child. It is not a simple movement, but through the exercise can bring students the growth and cycle and mental development.
运动确实会改变一个孩子，它不是单纯的运动，而是通过运动能够带给学生的成长和身心的发育。
Why change sports later into sports and health? To integrate health and sports together is to change the mental state of children in the process of exercise.So that they are willing to open their hearts to cooperate with others in the process of exercise. This is a process that can change a child and let them grow up slowly.
为什么后期把体育改成了体育与健康？把健康和体育融合在一起，就是希望在体育的过程中改变孩子们的心理状态，让他们从运动过程中愿意打开心扉去跟别人合作。这个过程就是能够改变一个孩子，让他慢慢成长的过程。
When a person is walking on a more difficult road, it is inevitable to feel helpless and question themselves. But when you see that not just yourself, a group of people are doing such things, you will become more confident, more determined.
当一个人在一条比较艰难的路上走，难免会有觉得有无助、质疑自己的时候。可是当你看见原来不只是自己，有一群人在做这样的事情，你会变得更加自信、更加坚定。
In fact, although the teacher is very important in physical education ecology, but its more profound significance, in fact, is to help children fall in love with sports.Better sports. This is also the original intention of the teachers.
实际上，虽然受到嘉奖的是老师，体育教育生态里面非常重要的人，但它有更重要的意义。其实落点还是在帮助孩子们爱上运动，更好的运动，这也是老师们的初心。
好了，今天的分享介绍就到这里了。广播下的小伙伴们对于今天分享的话题有什么好的意见或建议？也欢迎来我们的官方空间微信中分享参与互动。本期的英语沙龙到这里就结束啦，我们下期再见。
That's all for today's English Salon. Of course, we hope you could be satisfied about this program and support our broadcast without stopping. The editor and broadcaster are Claire. And if you have any constructive suggestions, please contact us on 8846031. Thank you for your listening. See you next week!